This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the three historic criminal laws implemented last year have made the judicial system faster, simpler, and more accessible. He described these laws as a major step towards ensuring ease of justice. Shah was addressing a program in Jaipur today after inaugurating a state-level exhibition marking 1 year of the implementation of the new criminal laws. He said the laws were enacted after extensive discussions and consideration of suggestions from hundreds of people. Highlighting their key features, Shah said that special provisions have been made for offenses against women and children. He added that the new laws ensure time-bound justice for victims and termed their implementation as one of the most significant judicial reforms of the 21st century. The government has launched Employees Enrollment Campaign 2025 to expand social security coverage of employees. This campaign is intended to encourage employers to voluntarily declare and enroll eligible employees. The Labour and Employment Ministry said the scheme will be operational from 1st of November this year to 30th April next year. The ministry said employers can enroll all existing employees who joined the establishment between 1st July 2017 and 31st October 2025. It said this campaign will boost enrollment under the social security coverage for employees and also be crucial for employers to regularize their past records with minimal financial burden. Governor K.T. Parnaik conferred the governor's gold and silver medals to personnel of Assam Rifles in the investiture ceremony at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar today. 21 Assam Rifles general duty personnel, including a rifle woman, were honored by the governor in recognition of their exceptional courage, resourcefulness, and leadership shown during operations and humanitarian missions. Congratulating the awardees, the governor said that their recognition is a celebration of their achievements and also a tribute to their unwavering dedication, silent sacrifices, and indomitable spirit in the service of the nation. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today made a significant announcement aimed at transforming rail connectivity in Arunachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Khandu informed that major strides are being made to link every corner of the state with the national railway network. He informed that Nahalagan Railway Station is being upgraded under the Amrit Bharat scheme and Pasighat Railway Station will be completed by December 2025. Additionally, the CM informed that the detailed project reports, DPR, has been completed for Pasighat Tezu Parshuram Kund Rupai line and field level surveys completed for the Silapathar Bame along 96 km and Misamari Tawang 198 kilometer rail connectivity. Expressing optimism, Khandu termed the initiatives a giant leap towards better connectivity, economic growth, and ease of travel for the people of the state. Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Main attended the one-day mental health care campaign program organized by Deepak Nabam Living Home at Sankey Park, Itanagar today. Recognizing the institution's invaluable service, the DCM assured that the state government will enhance the grants in aid support from 72 lakh to 1.5 crore rupees beginning next financial year. He also declared that the government will extend assistance to upgrade temporary structures into permanent facilities in a phased manner and provide fund of 50 lakh rupees for developing a playground for the institution. The spearhead division of Spear Corps flagged off a pilgrimage tour comprising of 20 local residents from Upper Siang district at Likabali military station. The tour covering Tuting Gaya Shantiniketan will take participants through spiritually and culturally rich destinations, offering them a chance to experience India's diverse heritage. The program is being conducted under the aegis of Operation Sadbhavna, a flagship outreach initiative of the Indian Army. Army porter Denuram Taye, a resident of Akshipur village in Dhemakji district of Assam, who had gone missing last September, was located safely at Midak camp area under Tuting Circle of Upper Siang district. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.